Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 585. It's the 14th of September 2016. On the podcast today, I have Paul Athley, Managing Director of Barclay Energia. That's BKY, answering private investor questions. Plus, successful private investor Smudge Dan talks about the following stocks: Acorn Minerals, Tengri, React Energy, Perry Investments, and Management Resource Solutions, or MRS. Plus, I also have, of course, the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. Number one, the share price is surging. Unbelievable. You can also see on the website, that's voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, this week's most followed companies. Plus, I have the most liked RNS on the website in the last 24 hours, and you can see the most disliked on the website. Plus, today's one for your watch list, suggested by David, is Alecto Minerals, ALO ticker. I'll get to the reasons why David thinks you should add this to your watch list in a bit.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Managing Director of Barclay Energia at BKY, Paul Athley. Thanks for coming back on, Paul.
Morning, Justin.
How are you?
Very, very well. All the better to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I know last time we tried to talk, you were in the Far East there somewhere, having hopefully fruitful chat, so it's nice to get a hold of you. And, Paul, I mean, I know about Barclay Energia because I hold stock, but for people who are not aware of the company, can you explain what you're all about, please, Paul?
We spent the last 10 years, $60 million, into bringing a uranium project in Western Spain into construction. We're now building it. It's going to be one of the world's lowest cost producers. Even though the uranium price is very, very low at the moment, we can produce it substantially less than that. Uranium price is about $25 a pound. We can produce around $17 a pound. So it's extremely profitable, and we are being heavily courted by major institutions.
Yeah, well, let's touch on that, because the last bit of news out was Fidelity upping their holding. They now have 12.2 million shares, representing 6.11% of the company. That's good news, isn't it?
Well, as you know, Justin, most junior companies have to build their register and their liquidity, or generally with retail and high net worth investors. Then the institutions come in later. In this case, we've had it the other way around. We basically see the institutions come in first. So we've got River and Mercantile, Majedi, Tosca, BlackRock, and now, as you say, Fidelity have just gone above 6% in the company. So we're seeing that the biggest institutions in the world piling into the stock on the market ahead of the retail and the high net worth investors. So it's slightly unusual.
Yeah, so if I'm being simplistic about this, why are they doing this?
Two reasons. One is because they've analyzed the asset and they say they can see that we can produce uranium at the bottom of a 10-year low price in uranium. We can produce it at $17 a pound long term, $15 a pound near term, against a spot price of $25. So if you say $25 is the bottom of the cycle, we're way below that. And secondly, if you look what happened last year, no one was talking gold or coal, thermal coal or coking coal, but each of those commodities has jumped dramatically. You know, thermal's up 50%, coking's up something like 100%. So you basically have to be in the stock before the commodity runs to take advantage of it. So right now, rather than sort of piling into sort of the overheated ones like sort of lithium and maybe some of the golds, these institutions are standing back and saying, which is the next cab off the rank? And clearly, uranium looks very much like that. So they're buying the best of the uranium stocks.
Yeah, and I suppose we say uranium's going to be like that, going to take off price-wise, because we've got this supply-demand situation dynamic. And can you explain that? Because I know there's been rumoured that India and China are building, you know, nuclear reactors. And what kind of demand will they need?
The way it's being portrayed, both by the industry side and the analysts, is that the US and EU, European Union utilities, come what's called off contracts. That is, their existing supply contracts run off from 2018 onwards, and they have to recontract during that period. So they come back into the market looking for uranium at that point. And that's at the same time they're going to have to compete with this new demand from new reactors out of China. China's building 23 reactors at any point in time, commissioning 8 per year. They're in the market at the same time. So there's a lot of anticipation of what the market will look like at that point, with some people talking about the uranium price going violent. In other words, basically, everyone can see the demand. There's a shortfall. Everyone knows from 2018 on what it starts to kick in. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah. Okay. And the other bit of news that was released since we last spoke was the high-grade intercepts below Zona 7, and that they point to a resource upgrade. Can you go through some of those, please, Paul?
One of the reasons why our project is so good is because of this deposit, Zona 7, which we referred to. It's 30 million pounds of uranium, but it's very, very shallow. It's in the top 75 meters of the surface. In other words, it starts 4 meters below the surface and goes down to about 75 meters. So we've drilled through that to have a look and see what's underneath and got some really good results. So obviously that's very, very encouraging for extending the size of this this quite remarkable ore body.
Yeah, and do you have any other targets outside Zona 7?
Well, we think Zona 7 could get deeper, as we've indicated, but also we're drilling to the south of Zona 7 to see whether it extends to the south. So that Zona 7 itself could get bigger in those two directions, and the drill results will tell. And then just to the north of Zona 7, we've got a deposit called Las Heras, which we're drilling, and we'll get some results later in the year on that.
Okay, all right. Let's got some questions here from private investors. First one, when can we expect to hear about the first offtake agreement?
Well, we have what's called the World Nuclear Association Annual Conference here in London this week. And around that conference, we have a number of the US utilities I've been referring to. They're all in town, and some have already been to site. So, if you like, this is like the mating season between the sellers, which is us, the mines, and the buyers, which are the utilities. And so it would be not unreasonable to expect, if we did have any offtake arrangements, them to be announced around this time.
Okay, next question, sort of related in a way. Do you have any potential partners in the data room at present? And what exactly do you mean by project-level sales?
Yes, we referred in the quarterly that our preferred method of financing is to sell a stake in the project. And the kind of people who would be looking at that would be the Chinese, American, and Japanese, etc. And whilst I can't talk specifically about us, I can refer the questioner to what's happening in the market. And you look, the Chinese have taken a stake in Fission Energy, 20% stake. They just bought a big stake in Paladin, and Li Ka-shing is Hong Kong's most successful investor. She's taken a stake in the Canadian company called NextGen. So all I can refer people around to is we're directing people to and say, look, these are the kind of deals that are being done in the industry right now, and they are the kind of things that we're looking at.
Okay, next question is, the team behind BKY are very well known for having returned value to shareholders through sales of projects, and they mentioned notably Matra Resources and Papillon Resources sold in the multi-hundreds of millions. What is the secret behind identifying projects of such calibre, and what's the minimum you would sell BKY for?
The secret to this group is they have a very obviously capable team, but they look at a lot of projects. So you mentioned Papillon, you mentioned Mantra. These are within a 10-year period. So these projects come along very rarely. And when we do get hold of one, like we think Barclay is, like Salamanca Project is, we put the A team around it, and we treasure it, and we look to maximize value.
Yeah. Next question is, you seem to be focusing a lot on potential offtake agreements. Would you prefer to enter into contracts for all of your supply or just some of it and sell the rest at spot or see how it goes?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because we do have a lot of interest in offtake arrangements. But as I think the question is alluding to is, why would we sign offtake agreement current term prices? Term prices are significant. higher than the spot price. But why would we sign it all the way now when, as we get closer to that 2018 period when people are starting to recontract in much larger volumes, we'd expect to get a better price? So the answer is we would do it progressively. We would progressively put contracts in place, and hopefully if we get this right, at progressively higher prices without locking away all of our production. So we've got this combination of progressively higher term contracts, but at the same time a proportion that's linked to the spot market.
Okay, and what's the next bit of news we can expect there, Paul, coming out from BKY?
I can't be specific on that, as you know, Justin, but I can indicate that we are moving ahead on a number of fronts. We've mentioned the fact that we've commenced construction. We are in discussion with strategic partners. We are looking at particular style of financing, and we are in discussion with offtake partners. So hopefully, if things go well, we're able to bring the news flow of that to market in a timely manner.
Marvellous stuff. And I think you're going to the next, what's now entitled the Vox Markets and Momentous event, aren't you?
Yes, I enjoy those events, and it's actually good to meet shareholders on a one-on-one basis and to chat to them. I look forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Paul, for any investors that need more convincing, could you give us three reasons as to why an investor should hit the follow button on your page at voxmarkets.co.uk?
The development and study phase, we're actually in construction. We are building this mine. Secondly, is if all we do is build it, then the analysts are calling us about £1.35 a share, and we're trading at 45. So there's a three times uplift. All we do is build it. And the final point is, you know, we've got all these institutions piling into the stock. They're basically a big signal saying that they think uranium could be the next cab off the rank, and the only way you're going to win at that game is by owning some of the stock.
Yeah, exactly. Paul, lovely to chat to you, and speak again soon, fella.
Very nice to talk to you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Wade.
And joining me on the podcast right now is successful private investor Smudge Dan. You all right, Dan?
Very well, Justin. Yeah, very well, thanks.
Do you know what? Sometimes, Dan, I think you've got the Midas touch, you know? Sometimes you mention a stock, and even the mere mention of it, I look at it, and it's like 40%. I think, oh, I missed that one. And it's because I know some of the stocks you trade in a very small market cap, you know, low liquidity, and it's almost, do you sort of try and tuck some away quietly before you mention it? Because some of these stocks can fly, kind of touch paper, and they're gone, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some of the stocks, they're that small that even a couple of £1,000 worth of trades can move the price quite a little bit. So what I just try and do is build a position over time in these ones. You know, do the research first, find out about the company, look for some short to medium term catalysts, and then build a position up. And then hopefully what I anticipate will happen actually comes to fruition, and the stock goes up.
Yeah, I mean, do you have like a little checklist of what you look at, or is it all in your head?
It's largely in my head, I suppose. I mean, I must admit, at the moment, it's becoming more and more difficult to find the little gems that are out there. I think partly for the reason that the market has been so buoyant over the last sort of 3 to 6 months or so.
Yeah.
There's less and less availability of stock, so you have to really kind of dig that much deeper to find quality. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I mean, it's been a fantastic few months, and it's good to see so much liquidity in the AIM market.
Yeah,
it seems to be everyone's making money.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain stocks doing very well. I mean, I hold a few of them, but nowhere near as many as I think you hold. You seem to be, you know, shooting up through the roof most of the stocks you hold. I mean, do you hold any dogs or what? I mean, do you ever go into a stock recently that disappointed or what?
Yeah. I mean, I have my misses as well as my hits. I mean, for example, even today, you know, Modern Water, I was holding that, hoping that they'd get this Gibraltar contract sorted out, but they had their results out today, which weren't particularly special. So I just decided to take a hit. You know, I was a little bit up, and I sold for a small loss on that. So
yeah.
But you know, if you get one of them out of every eight, and the other seven or eight do very well, then overall you're going to do well.
Yeah, yeah. So, so what are you looking at today? What are you going to talk about?
Yeah, well, I was looking back over the ones that I've mentioned previously and over the last month. And as I say, it's been such a good month. I mean, obviously, I mentioned ACO last time. I think it was around about 12p when I was on last month. And that shot up, it's fallen back a bit, but I think that's probably going to push on some more. I've done well in CLP. Obviously, I sold out on that one and did well in MOS and sold out of that as well. Another one that I've been in is TEN, which...
you mentioned that to me, and before I even looked at a chance to look at it, at the end of the day, I think it was last Friday, so I just said on Twitter, I fancy you having a little punt on one of those stocks that could hit the wall or could fly. And yes. You said, here's one I'd be looking at, 10 grade 10. And that Friday, it went up from just above a penny, I think it was. And it went up to, 1.6, I think, on the day. Almost 60%, I think. It was something ridiculous, or 50%. And it's continued to rise. In fact, it's down today, by the looks of it. Is that today?
It's down a bit today. Yeah,
big last three trading sessions before that, it's gone from almost just above one pence to, where is it, 2.4. So that's nice, isn't it?
It's a shell at the moment. It was a mining company. It's a shell at the moment, but what interested me about that one was just the ownership structure. I think it's 87.3% of the shares are owned by a company called Robust Resources, which in turn is majority owned by the Salem Group, which is an Indonesian conglomerate, the biggest company in Indonesia, pretty much. And they also have some other mining interests in New South Wales. So the thing about TEN is that they've got 97 million of tax losses that they could apply to providing it's in the same industry. So I'm just thinking maybe there could be some sort of RTO there, and that will push the share price up. But it's off the scale in terms of the risk on this one. But I thought that was worth a punt, and it's done pretty well so far. The other ones I've because I'm struggling really to find many new shares, I've kind of been adding to my positions in MRS, which I'm really, I've got that's my biggest position by a country mile.
So the deal there is you explain it. So that they're sort of acquiring two companies, or they've acquired one, haven't they? And they're acquiring a second one. Is that right?
Yeah, they're highly acquisitive. They acquired a company called Backman Plant Hire earlier in the year. That seems to have bedded in well. I think that's that on its own is $20 million of revenue. The MRS business prior to that's about the same, about another $20 million. But the recent acquisition is Sub Zero, which should hopefully go through at the end of the month. They did a placing which I participated in as well, and then I've added more in the open market. But I think. I think we could be looking at next year revenues of maybe 120 million Aussie dollars. Even if they get a 10% margin on that, that's 12 million, so it's about 6 million pounds versus a current market cap fully diluted of probably, 7 or 8 million. So I can just see clear upside there. So I've just been adding and adding and adding to that one. So that's by far and away my largest position at the moment.
Yeah, well, I did put a limit order there for 12 pence. I don't think it's been filled yet. I don't know. I know it hasn't been filled. But, so the placing was at what price?
In the end, the placing was at 10.5p.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But it shot up recently, didn't it? It went from almost 10, just under 10 pence up to 17 pence, and it's come back to 12.4 at the moment. So, could have some
There's a lot of people that are in the placing who probably sold their shares as well. There was a big placing in the context of the market cap, so there's been a lot of flipping going on, but I think a lot of those shares have been bought up, and I'm thinking that we're probably at the final stages of the flipping, and once that's done, a lot of the private investors that have bought in are looking for significant gain, so I can see a pretty big uplift there.
Yeah, what I liked about this is that I know you look quite like cash shells and looking at balance sheets there and ownership, but and almost on a technical level, a company being undervalued. But this is a, you know, almost a proper business, isn't it, with revenue and hopefully profits. So you can do the old measurements on traditional levels, of looking at PEs and stuff, and you can work it out. So that's what I quite liked about this. And so,
I mean, I think it's a, you know, for a company of that size with the potential revenue and potential profit, I cannot find a better better option on the AIM market. So that, hence why I've just really sort of gone heavily into it.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. All right, cool. And are there any others you keep being quiet about?
There's a couple of others.
Go on.
One I bought this morning, actually. I've been in it before, which is a company called React Energy.
Yeah.
They've got several sort of biomass plants in one in Ireland and one in the UK. And so the share price is sort of bumbling around its all-time lows. You know, the management haven't done a particularly good job here at all. But kind of what interests me about this is that there's a company called Ebios, which have given them a loan. And Ebios are a listed company that are in the same sort of industry. And they've hinted that they're looking to expand into the UK. And I can just see there's a possibility that they may just take React Energy out. You know, there's some convertibles in there at a much higher price, at sort of 10 or 11p. So at the moment the share price is around sort of 3.5-4p. So I think that there's some potential in that one. So I took a position there this morning. The other one that I've been buying is Piri Investments, which is PIRI.
Yeah, I've seen this mentioned quite a bit on Twitter. What's the deal with Piri?
Yeah, I mean it was an investment company. It still is an investment company, but their investments have performed pretty badly. They had a big investment in Rheem Energy, which has gone into administration. I think that they're shaping themselves up for a reverse takeover. They've got a major shareholder called Ambrosia Investment Limited, who have not only subscribed to a premium at the time, but they're also funding the company with convertible loan notes. And I'm just thinking, you know, why would you do that if there wasn't an end game in sight here? Yeah. So I'm just kind of putting two and two together on this one, and I think that there's going to be a takeover at some point, and you know, let's hope it's a good one.
Marvellous. Well, I've lost track of all the companies you mentioned there, but Tengri, React, Piri, Management Resources, Acorn, I think. Anything else you mentioned?
I think that's probably about it.
That's enough anyway, I think, isn't it?
Lovely. To be going on with.
Yeah, exactly. Lovely, Dan. Thanks for coming on. Speak again soon, fella.
Pleasure. Cheers, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. This is what people are following, and you'll find a high correlation between people who follow these companies and people who invest in these companies, and also the strength of the share price performance. So, number five, 88 Energy, always popular, 88E. At four, Amrit Pharma. They were on one suggested 1p watch list yesterday. At three, RNS out today, Premier African Minerals, Prem. At two, Clough Natural Resources. And I've had the main guy on from Clough a while back, actually, but they dropped off my radar. And number one, they broke 10 pence today, a milestone. It's a company I do hold, and that's Tlou Energy, TLOU. And somebody on Twitter did say, you know, I've missed the entry here. I can't even get in because the share price keeps rising and rising. And, I tweeted back saying, listen, you know, any pullback in this company is an opportunity. Please do your own research, obviously. But, you know, in my opinion, and if you heard Tony Gilby on the podcast a while back, his opinion, this company has a lot of potential long term if everything goes to plan. So, you know, don't sweat it in the short term. Never buy a spike. Always avoid the spike. And do some research while the share price is surging and let it come back. And no share price rises straight up. You know, there's always a bit of a pullback now and again. So do some research on the company first and see what you think. Okay, the most liked RNS today on the Vox Markets website is Ariana Resources. That's AAU, and it's a South Extension Drilling Results, or AZU, South Extension Drilling Results. You can see the most disliked on the website. And today's suggested one for your watchlist is Electo Minerals, ALO, suggested by Dave. What does the company do? Junior gold mine explorer. How many shares does the company have in issue? 4.4 billion. Current price and market cap, it's 0.1 pence. Market cap, 4.4 million. Revenue and profit loss the company generates. Profit before taxation for the group for the year ended 31st December 2015 was £3.3 million due to a fair value adjustment to the exploration and evaluation assets acquired by the group in November 2015. How much cash or debt does the company have? For the year end, 31st December 2015, cash position was £530,000, bolstered by a period end placing of £665,000. Three reasons why people should put this company on their watch list. Number one, proven assets. Number two, Chinese government backed, may be due soon. And three, good progressive management team. So please do your own research there. Electo Minerals, ALO. And that's David's suggestion. And by all means, if you know a company that people should be putting on their watch list for further research, please help me keep this feature alive here, because it's very popular, I know. Sometimes, though, you know, I get about six people suggest one, and then I go through those and I forget to publicise it. So if you can, if you know the stock, please go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog and you click the link there, fill in the form, and I could be featuring it on the next podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.